Hey everybody, welcome to the Leadership Adventure Podcast. I'm Marv McCarthy, your host, and today is Tuesday, so that means it's time for our weekly blog episode. And this week's episode is entitled Awareness. So I've got a question for you to kick this off. Have you ever been around a leader who seems completely clueless about what is really going on around them? Now it's frustrating because that person has no idea how they come across to others or how their behavior affects them. Leaders like this, I found, are extremely difficult to work with and usually exceptionally difficult or challenging to work for. So that brings me to the crux of today. One of the most essential skills that good leaders need to develop is awareness. Now, awareness has at least three parts in my mind. First is the awareness of how you come across to other people. Second is the awareness of how your behavior affects them. And third, the awareness of what is going on around you, or what I refer to as situational awareness. Parts one and two relate to our self-awareness, and that's where we're going to focus today. Next week, I will discuss with you the idea of situational awareness. Okay, to start, I'm going to give you four statements that reflect different levels of maturity or growth. I'd like you to identify the one that resonates with you the most, or that most closely reflects your attitude. If you're not sure, ask a friend to rate you, as long as you know they're gonna shoot straight with you. So here's statement number one. Everyone is like me, or should be, when they grow up. Number two, everyone is not like me, and man, that really stinks for them. Number three, everyone is not like me, and they won't ever be like me. And finally, number four, everyone is not like me, and that's great because that makes our team stronger. If you're a one or a two, first of all, good job for being honest about it. But if you are a one or a two, there's a good chance that you have a blind spot. And if you don't address it, it's a blind spot that could really hold your leadership back over time. If you're a number three or a number four, you're on the right path. Now, I want to pause here and talk about number three for just a second. If you are a three, don't get discouraged about it. Sometimes what happens as people grow at level three, they all of a sudden realize that they're not like anybody else necessarily. And so that creates kind of a confidence crisis, since all of a sudden it can seem like you may not fit in anywhere. So just power through that, because eventually it will pass. Now, given those four statements for self-analysis, what are suggestions to help you grow? So here are six ideas that I'd like to discuss with you today that you might find useful. Number one, seek feedback. At work, make sure you seek feedback from peers, your team, subordinates, and superiors. Basically a 360 style review. Now don't just fish for compliments, and commit to not being angry at them if they give you an answer that you don't like, because all you'll do at that point is alienate your teammates. Number two, seek out coaching or mentoring. A good coach can absolutely be a life changer for you. I admit I'm a little biased here, but I've seen the results. A coach can help you gain comprehensive understanding of the motivational forces that shape your perception and drive your instinctive responses to the world around you. Number three, know thyself. A coach will usually have you take one or more assessments to help inform your time together, and that's the place I always start when I'm involved in a coaching relationship. Now, you can also take assessments on your own. Here are a few, here are a few that I like. The Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, or the MBTI, the DISC, Leading from Your Strengths, Gallup Strengths Finder 2.0, and my personal favorite is the Riso-Hudson Enneagram Type Indicator, or the READY, as it's called for short. Normally, I have people take the READY and the Gallup Strengths Finder together, as I find that they complement each other really well. Number four, continuous learning. Leaders are readers, and leaders are lifelong learners. Get some books to help you, especially the area of emotional intelligence can be very valuable if you're not very aware of yourself. And also, watch some videos and maybe attend a few workshops, conferences, or seminars. Or there's probably a lot of good stuff on YouTube as well. Number five is to form a feedback team. Now, this is different from number one. Coworkers are not allowed on your feedback team. That way you can meet regularly with your feedback team to openly discuss work without worrying about recrimination or what somebody else would think or other situations, and give each other feedback and support. I like to think of this as your inner circle, and every leader needs one. Number six, and the last idea for today, is reflection and journaling. I've never been a consistent or a big journaler, but I do always reflect and jot down a few notes or observations after any interaction I have with someone pertaining to my blind spots or where I could possibly improve in my leadership. Now, this works great, by the way, with your feedback team. After those meetings, you'll take an hour or so to process the conversation and just jot down a few key points or learnings that you can take away and begin to learn from and improve from. And if you do happen to like journaling, go for it. I mean, journaling is a great, great tool. Now for next week, think through where you are on levels 1 through 4 and try to accurately identify your innermost thoughts and attitudes. And having that knowledge will be beneficial as we tackle the subject of situational awareness. So thanks for joining me today. Hope you guys have a great week, and I will see you next week when we're going to hit situational awareness head on. Take care.